We love traffic. Next up is Jonathan Todd. He's a poet and a musician from Blakesley, Pennsylvania. He's currently living in Northeast. Jonathan blends his love of language and imagery with a love for jazz, blues, and folk music. He is also working on a poem short story collection. He is currently performing in various places in Philadelphia. Everybody, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Hello. This first poem I'm going to do is actually really simple. It's just a little instrumental. I've been traveling between New York City and Philadelphia a lot lately, taking the train from Trenton all the way up to New York, and I wrote this little instrumental as kind of like nice traveling music. Thank you, I'm aware the hand has to be on mark. Thank you. everything I hope to do. There's a song later, so I'm pretty excited about it. But in order to play the song, I'm actually going to have to invite up another musician, an amazing poet, and my best friend, Mr. Bob Carbonaro. And this song doesn't have a name yet, really. So if anybody thinks of a name and lets me know, that would be freaking great.
My mind is so heavy with the thought of distraction.
Up next.
Want to do something else?
I'm going to switch away from music, and I'm actually going to do
just one
spoken word piece. This will be the last thing I do.
Yes.
And thanks again to Mr. Mark Carbonaro for helping me handle Mark Cruz. I love you too, man. Alright, I'm just going to do one spoken word piece. I actually wrote this with my birthday just passed. I just turned 21 years old, and I thought,
yeah!
Woo! Thank you. So I thought, what an appropriate time to reflect on my life when I can destroy my memory now legally by binge drinking. So, anyways, this is the piece. Mountain Satori over Cherokee, Delaware, hot grass sticky and sweet. Illuminated souls in bleak university grandeur. Acrylic happenings in a late night whiskey-induced trance, funneling Coltrane in hopes of realizing the self. And I'm bouncing between beat Philadelphia with its mad poet Buddha, sapphic serpent, and all-night anxious and floating meditation, and angelic goddess worship in Bethlehem. Isolation in my peach cream wall room, destitute, starving for green and artificial colored markets of opulent attachment. Chaotic notes between sighs of complacency and the holy cathedrals of bureaucratic training. I slept in academic walls, got bored with conventional wisdom, and dropped out of the American dream and into the seven circles of the cell, and I cried at each level. I lost attachment to the self, though I'm still working on desire. Forgave past trespasses and those who trespassed against myself. Developed cynical longing, lost it, lost God, found it, and walked around aimlessly for a couple of years. Grew roots deep into the streets and dug jazz-induced love of life. Broke language into primal rhythm, deprived myself of love and nourishment, and then ate greedily. I read volumes, accepted new consciousness. First I was crazy, then I was enlightened. Now I'm pretty sure I'm just fucking nuts. I learned to love beautifully again, accept change, but a denounced current. Accept new rhythms, mobilize nimble meditative finger. I sung the blues on Columbus Boulevard and Frankfurt Ave with the yuppies, the hippies, the jazz men, the blue women, and received smiles and magic pills from reformed junkies claiming that my music was soul redemptive. I lost all of that and I'm still content. I saw God with my sorcerer brother, and I cried when life was too beautifully shy for him. And now I'm barreling down the gray highway with my beautifully mad love, deconstructing the ancient myth and burning ahead towards eternal bliss. I sought solitude, and I sought grandeur, and I wrote all of this madness and stood at the end, happy to tell you about it all.